World. I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization has announced it's sending a team of 10 scientists to Wuhan, China, to investigate how COVID-19 jumped from animals to humans. Team includes renowned virus hunters, public health specialists, and experts in animal health from Britain, the United States, Australia, Denmark, the Netherlands, Japan, Qatar, Germany, Vietnam, and Russia. Britain has secured 2 million doses of Moderna Incorporated's COVID-19 vaccine candidate to be available in Europe as early as the spring. That's according to the government on Sunday. The doses are in addition to the 5 million doses it secured from the U.S. company 2 weeks ago. The new deal came a day after Prime Minister Boris Johnson named Nadeem Zahawi, a junior business minister, to be minister responsible for the deployment of COVID-19 vaccines. Britain now has access to 357 million doses of vaccines from 7 developers, according to a government statement. Deliveries could begin as early as the spring if the vaccine meets the standards of the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Britain has also ordered 40 million doses of a vaccine developed by Germany's BioNTech SE and Pfizer Incorporated of the United States. That vaccine's been found to be 95% effective in preventing the spread of the coronavirus. Britain has suffered the worst COVID-19 outbreak in Europe, with more than 57,000 virus-related deaths. And on Saturday, London police arrested more than 150 people while breaking up protests against the vaccine and against restrictions meant to slow the spread of the virus. You can keep up on this and all the stories we're following at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. State Governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, and his spouse have tested positive for COVID-19, his office announced on Saturday. The statement said both men are feeling well and will isolate in their home. Polis said in the statement that no person or family is immune to this virus, and he urged his fellow Coloradans to follow guidelines to protect against catching it. The statement said Polis will continue to work, although his health will be closely monitored. He's not the first U.S. state governor to have been infected. The governors of Nevada, Virginia, and Missouri have all tested positive for the virus in recent months. The U.S. death count from coronavirus has risen to more than 266,000 deaths as of Saturday. The Ethiopian army announced Saturday it has taken full control of Mekele, the regional capital of Tigray. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement, "God bless Ethiopia and its people. We have entered Mekele without innocent civilians being targets." The leader of the rebel Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, forces told Reuters news agency that they were not giving up. He accused government forces of brutality and resolved his rebel force will fight, in his words, to the last. Prime Minister Abiy said in a statement that the government aims to rebuild, repair, and help people who have fled to return to their homes. He said the leaders of the TPLF would be arrested and tried. It's not clear if any of the rebel leaders have surrendered. 4 people have been killed in an attack on a remote community in Indonesia's central Sulawesi province. And police are searching for suspects believed to be members of a group associated with Islamic State. Authorities say 4 residents died and 6 houses were burned, including a house that was used as a place of worship by a church congregation. The police chief of central Sulawesi told VOA that, quote, "the incident took place Friday around 9 a.m. local time." He said one victim was decapitated and another was burned to death. Based on witness statements, investigators think 8 members of the East Indonesia Mujahideen carried out the assault. In the capital, Jakarta, a spokesman for the Indonesian National Police told reporters, "We're on the ground now. There are about 100 personnel chasing them." The motive for the attack was not immediately clear. Violent clashes erupted in Paris on Saturday as tens of thousands of people took to the streets to protest new security legislation, with tensions intensified by the police beating and racial abuse of a black man, which shocked France. Several fires were started in Paris as protesters vented their anger. Via remote.